Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. As you just heard Greg say, Greg Dickerson is in for Rich Keith today. And again, let me stress for people who are just joining us, Rich did not get in trouble yesterday because he didn't like the shift change. He didn't get the come see the coach and bring your playbook talk. He is at a wedding in upstate New York. This was scheduled a long time ago. Greg, in fact, was scheduled to fill in on this program more than a week ago. In fact, Rich is going to be off Monday, too, taking a long weekend to visit the wife's parents. So, you know, when he isn't there for Monday's show, don't get all hot and bothered either. So,
if he's not there Tuesday,
well,
then you start the
war. Yeah, no, then I would jump all over that one if that happens. Greg's back at our studios in Brighton. I'm here at Comerica Park, where I get an opportunity to call the games this weekend with Tim Neverett. Joe Castiglione gets some games off during the course of the season. I worked the four-game series in Houston earlier this year. Get the chance to work in Detroit for this weekend. I mean, that's what you think of, vacations. You think of going to Detroit in July, don't you?
Lovely time of year. Lovely place. Just downtown Detroit. Can't get enough of it. It's gorgeous.
Nice walk from the Ren Center up to the ballpark here today and sitting here watching batting practice. There was issues earlier. There was rain and tarps and all that stuff. Everything's fine. In fact, the sun's out here.
Because you scared me earlier.
No.
When you started
good.
Talking about like 2 hour Sox talk, I'm starting to think to myself, all right, what are you doing to me?
Yeah, I was just trying to give you a hard time. All right, let's catch up on some things that you may have missed throughout the course of the day. And the first has to do with, if you want analysis of NBA players, you've got to go to, you know, expert analysts of NBA players. And if you want to talk about Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics, what you need is an expert like, I don't know, Charles Barkley to tell you about him.
But I think what's going to be interesting about Boston is how all those pieces going to fit together. Just because you're going to have more talent doesn't mean it's all going to work together. Listen, Jayden Tatum had a great year. Same thing with Jaylen Brown. I don't think they're going to be content just standing around watching Kawhi and Gordon Hayward shoot the ball every time and Al Horford. So even though they're going to have more talent, that doesn't mean it's all going to work together.
Jayden Tatum.
That was from
it's all going to work together. Listen, Jayden Tatum had a Jayden great Tatum. Year.
Yeah.
That was the Get Up show, right?
Yeah.
On ESPN. It just goes to prove that even the best go on that show and they suck.
Listen, Jayden Tatum had a great year.
You know who didn't suck on that show
who?
Recently?
Who?
Taylor Twellman.
Oh, is he good?
He was really good.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
You know, because he's got a good sense of humor, right. And he's quick on his feet. He didn't get names wrong the way Charles apparently does. But I felt so bad for Catherine Tappan, who's one of the nicest people in our business. You'd have to agree with me, Greg.
Yes.
I mean, one of the nicest people ever. And she's playing in that celebrity golf tournament out in Lake Tahoe last weekend. Mm-hmm. And for the second straight year, on the final day on Sunday, she gets paired with Charles Barkley, who for the second straight year proceeded to finish dead last in the tournament. What a slog that's got to be, following him around on a round, huh?
See, I'd go the other way. I disagree.
Because you'd look great?
Well, yeah, your golf game would look spectacular. That's number one. And number two, as much of a slog as it is, how great would it be to play Barkley? I mean, you'd be entertained for the entire time. I mean,
think he'd probably get a little growly.
Him? No.
I mean, if you're fogging him into the woods and into the lake. And
well, yeah, if he really didn't want to do it, he wouldn't do it. No, he enjoys doing it. I mean, you want to get stuck with, I don't know, Raleigh Fingers? No offense to Raleigh Fingers. Give me 18 holes in 7 hours of Charles Barkley any day. I think Catherine was lucky.
Isn't that the world's worst swing? I mean, it is painful watching him swing.
And I can't believe it has never been adjusted. I don't even know if he wants it.
Oh, they did
adjusted.
One of those Golf Channel shows where they tried to fix his swing. It just totally failed.
Listen, Jayden Tatum had a great year.
Yeah, well. Okay, so training camp for the Patriots. Now, if you follow the Patriots on Instagram, you know that the Patriots told you today that training camp is 6 days away. Friday feeling, whoop-de-doo, and an up arrow and the hands up in the air. And then Tom Brady responded, maybe only 2 days away. Hashtag early reporter. And by the way, I did do some checking with some of my sources, and I was told that most of the posts that you see posted on Tom Brady's Instagram feed come straight from Tom Brady and Tom Brady's phone.
Really?
So there, Jason.
Most
bag of lies. Jason just can't accept the truth.
Are you questioning
Dale's
sources?
Dale source. Oh, absolutely.
You've actually met my source. I'd be a little careful about challenging him.
Yeah, he can bring it. I'll get beaten down, but this is the hill I'll die on. We talked about celebrity callers.
I didn't say all now, and absolutely those TB times are, you know, he has nothing to do other than approving them. Most of the stuff that he posts, when he responds to Giselle's Instagram and puts Te Amo in the six hearts, that's Tom Brady putting that out there.
Does your source or has your source ever told you why he doesn't do Twitter?
He just made a decision. I know he put it up to a vote.
It was a vote on Facebook.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, I didn't know that.
He
put it
up to a fan vote. You know, which is it going to be? He didn't want to take the time, apparently, to do both, and he asked his fans what they thought. So anyway, training camp starts in 6 days or 2 days, depending on, you know, when you think they're going to report. But even bigger than that is Rob Gronkowski has another big event upcoming. Rob Gronkowski on Shark Week.
Wow.
Pretty nuts, huh?
Pretty nuts, dude. That was nuts.
Shark dance.
Shark dance. Oh, I got it.
Do we like Gronk swimming with sharks, Pats fans?
I'm okay with it. I'd rather have him do that than, you know, riding around those motorbikes he was playing around with back in Gillette Stadium.
So the other night on ESPN, they had one of these specials after the ESPYs celebrating 10 years of the body issue. And they had little vignettes on, you know, different photo shoots and everything. And they had the Gronk one. And they said, you know, most of the athletes who participate in this thing go into it with a certain bit of trepidation. You know, you got to kind of coax them out of their robe eventually when you get to that point and close off sets and everything. Not Gronk. They had to go to Gronk in the lunch line and say, look, could you just put on a robe, please? Could you just, while we're here, could you just cover this stuff up?
We actually have human resources has asked you to put something on. We actually have rules here.
They said he was the most uninhibited athlete they had ever seen.
Does that surprise you?
Not even a little bit. So James Harrison, who, as Greg pointed out earlier, spent about a cup of coffee, about an hour and a half with the Patriots last year. But he went on Undisputed, and he was talking a lot about Belichick and all of this stuff. And then one of the things that he talked about was having conversations, and he would have conversations with Bill Belichick.
Belichick's actually funny. Like, he's nothing like the guy that you see on a TV. He just told me straight out. He was like, you know, I see you doing this here. If you do that well, it's a possibility that it could grow. And, you know, as the weeks went on, then, you know, I got more and more snaps.
And you hear that from a lot of people.
He's really funny.
Funny, right. Yeah.
People never believe it.
Players will say it behind the scenes and people who know him. My favorite stuff from James Harrison was discussing his last two coaches, Belichick versus Mike Tomlin. Oh. He was real honest.
Let's go to that one if we can, Jason. That's cut number one here, and Greg brought it up, so it's a good one to listen to. Let's hear about James Harrison comparing Bill Belichick and Mike Tomlin.
You wound up last year in New England, so give us better coach, Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick.
Belichick.
By far?
To me, yes.
Give us your view of Mike Tomlin as a head coach.
Mike Tomlin is good as a head coach. He's a player's coach.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be a little bit more disciplined. Other than that, you know, the big thing with Belichick is he's very regimented. He's disciplined. Everyone is going to be on the same page. It's not going to be anything as far as someone doing their own thing. And I think, you know, over there, their coaching staff is like that. You know, you're going to know what you're doing. I mean, it's meetings after me. I ain't never been to so many meetings in my life. And I think, you know, that's really what helped me pick up that defense so fast.
He didn't even take a breath deal. That was the quickest answer in the history of answers.
Now,
you
Greg,
wound
cynics
up
would...
last year in New England, so give us better coach, Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick.
now, let him get the question out.
Cynics would say Mike Tomlin cut him, right?
Yep, I did think about that, yes.
Mike Tomlin cut him. He probably doesn't like it very much. Mm-hmm. So maybe that made the answer easier, but he went into pretty great detail on why.
And everything that he said are things that I think a lot of us have discussed and talked about throughout the years with Mike Tomlin, that, you know, Mike Tomlin's this great, get in your face, and he shows that face on TV in the, you know, almost like the Bill Cowher chin, but, you know, he gets his ass coached off by the likes of Belichick and others. He's just, you watch him and you say, how has this team been so good and so consistent with this guy as a head coach? Because every time you watch him make decisions in football games, you just scratch your head and say, why is he doing this?
How about James Harrison saying Tomlin's not as disciplined?
Right.
You mean the guy who sticks a foot out and trips a guy on a kickoff return isn't disciplined? Mm-hmm. You're kidding me. So I know there's been a lot, and Greg pointed this out earlier in the program. There's been a lot of – it's been kind of a tumultuous offseason for the Patriots. A lot of stuff has happened since the end of the Super Bowl. A lot of controversy, a lot of fake controversy, a lot of question marks. And everybody's wondering what kind of effect will this have on the team. You know, is there dissension in the ranks? Chris Broussard says, don't worry, the Patriots will be fine.
I think they're going to be fine, and here's why. These reports and this tension, we all caught wind of it midway through last season, or maybe two-thirds through last season. Did it stop them? Did it hurt them in the playoffs? No. Now, the one difference, I think, is that Bill Belichick, with the benching of Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, that rubbed players, including Brady, the wrong way. That was the first – all the things they could have said about Belichick before, they never could have said – he doesn't have the best – he doesn't have winning as the number one priority. Benching Malcolm Butler, I think, put some question marks in guys' heads. So that's the one problem. But I think they'll be able to overcome it because that's been their track record.
I'll keep this short and
– Dale, I'm going to say it right now at 5:27 on July 20th, 2018.
Mark tape.
The New England Patriots will finish 7-9, not make the playoffs. Bill Belichick will be out as head coach after the year.
Not a big Chris Broussard guy, huh?
Based on his NBA predictions, I'm gonna say his NFL predictions aren't too good either. I mean that makes me feel worse about this season. If Chris Broussard says the Patriots will be fine, I'm done. I'm out. I'm out of the Patriots.
So there's been a lot of talk. We talked about it a bit yesterday. We haven't talked about it yet today. There's been a lot of talk about Jimmy Garoppolo's dating partner here of late. Other folks out there have talked about it as well. We'll tell you what other people are saying about Jimmy G's date in Beverly Hills the other night when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Would have made more sense given the music that Rossi's playing right now. So speaking of pink and black, evidently Jimmy G decided to go on a nice, quiet dinner date in Beverly Hills. I don't know how, Greg, that the paparazzi would have known that he was out at a particular restaurant in Beverly Hills, but somehow they were able to ferret it out. And let's just say that it got a lot of reaction, because apparently the young lady who Jimmy was able to date is a young lady by the name of Kiara Mia. Am I saying it right? I think I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. You think you are. You know exactly who she is, Dale.
Kiara Mia, who is 41, quite a bit older than Jimmy, who's what, 25, 26.
Yep.
She's 41, same age as Tom Brady. Is going to be soon. Unlike Tom Brady, she is an adult film actress. Is actress even the right word? A performer. Maybe that's the word I'm looking
for. No, I think it's actors. They act. So I've been told.
Well, maybe. So anyway, there were pictures of Jimmy G with Kiara Mia, and that got a fair amount of reaction from folks out there. Among the people who have talked about it here in the last couple of days, Undisputed did, and that meant Shannon and Skip had an opportunity to, of course, take the highbrow approach in discussing Jimmy G and Kiara Mia.
I can assure you, when Jimmy saw her, he didn't tell her to go back in. You need to put something on a little bit more appropriate. I don't think he saw that.
Apparently,
I think he felt very comfortable with what she came out in. Yeah. Jimmy, she came out the house. Yeah. Jimmy, hey, that ain't no problem.
Right?
That ain't no problem.
She immediately posted pictures on her Instagram of their little dinner. Okay. So apparently he signed off on that.
Yeah, sign off on it, Jimmy. Yeah.
Okay. He took her to Afro. That's like Front Street.
It's it. It's
let him know.
The hottest place to go in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Yep. So he booed up now. He got him another one.
He what?
He booed up, Dale.
Booed up? What does that mean?
He booed up. Booed up.
Booed up.
I don't have a freaking clue.
You know, he's saying that's his boo now. So he booed up. Like, that's his girlfriend.
Oh, like he's my boo.
You totally made that up.
No, that's
the best
sounds,
explanation I could come up with.
That actually sounds pretty good. I believe you. He booed up. Like, that's his boo. My boo.
That's what my officiant at my wedding, they said that, you know. I booed up.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's what they said at the end. And then I said I do.
They totally didn't say that.
I love the holier-than-thou attitude of a lot of people who have come out and said, he is the starting quarterback of a National Football League team, of the San Francisco 49ers. He has to make better decisions. He has to be smarter than that. How can you trust him?
There might be something to the better decisions.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, you know, porn stars date too. I mean, you know, if you love who you love. Yeah, I mean, if he likes her,
many, many more than he has.
Exactly. But if he is actually really dating her, is into her, what's he supposed to do? Just not go out and hide her?
Are your quotation fingers up when you're saying dating?
No, they're not. No, I mean, I. My problem with it, Dale, and this is being very, very superficial of me.
And shallow,
of which I am, and I'm willing to admit it. I got a problem with the 41 part. I mean, if you're going to date a porn star...
Oh, you meant her age. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I misunderstood.
No, I'm sorry.
I didn't realize.
The other 41 part I have no problem with. I'm talking the age 41 part.
Gotcha.
I mean,
okay,
Jimmy,
gotcha.
You're 26. I mean, come on. Nothing against 41-year-old women. Nothing at all. My wife's older than 41. But, I mean, when you're 26, you want to date the 20-year-olds. I mean, not 20. You want to date the women in their 20s.
In the 20s, yeah.
In the 20s, yeah. I mean, 41? I mean, you're Jimmy Garoppolo, for God's sakes. You know who dates 41-year-old porn stars? Like 70...
Jimmy Garoppolo, apparently.
70-year-old politicians. Not 26-year-old NFL quarterback.
You know, you've got a point there, actually.
Thank you.
Now that I think about it. Well, don't worry, because Skip and Shannon, of course, continued their highbrow discussion of this relationship.
That might be his wife. Skip, what if he get married?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
But it's like we flash back. It's like he's going to become the Joe Namath of today. You remember Joe Namath?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Yeah.
Skip, you know what?
White coat.
They try to make it. They try to make it seem like everybody married a dog. Every quarterback got the most wholesome, down girl next door. And come on, Skip. Right. Let the man live his life. Right. He's living his best life.
Well,
he ain't worried about none of them suckers.
It says something about Jimmy G.
They don't say nothing. They say Jimmy G got some good old eyes.
Good old eyes.
The down girl next door. And come on, Skip. Right. Let the man live his life. Right. He's living his best life.
Let me ask you this question, Dale.
Shannon's pretty fired up about this, isn't he?
It's almost like it's personal to him.
It seems to be, yeah.
Who is less the girl next door type? Is it this young lady or is it Tara Reid?
Well, see, now, in defense of Tom Brady, at the time he was dating Tara Reid, she had not yet become the train wreck she is now.
All right, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Now,
you're right.
She was actually trying to be a legitimate actress. She was, you know, a very attractive young lady. The train wreck stuff came later.
After Brady dumped her.
Well, I have a feeling that he may have seen that light coming down the tunnel and saying, you know what,
we gotta
move away from this. I just I found it weird.
That he's dating a 41-year-old porn star? Yes, very weird.
I found it a little strange.
They say Jimmy G got some good old eyes.
Where do you meet a 41-year-old porn star?
The AVN Awards.
I'm not asking you specifically, Dale. Well, I'm just throwing it out. It's more of a rhetorical question.
I think someone slid into somebody else's DMs. That's my guess on how this all got together.
Oh, thank God you said DMs.
I'm good.
So what do you reckon? I mean, just throwing it out there. What do you think Jimmy G's parents think as they see this? And just their honest, not what they're saying. Oh, Jimmy, that's great. Good for you. What do you think they're saying to each other?
God, I wish he'd stayed in New England.
This
wouldn't have gone on if Belichick was still his coach. If they hadn't traded him, he'd be with a nice, wholesome girl.
He is a young, single young man. He can date other single young ladies, and good for him. But I found it weird. I just found it a little off the rails for me.
Well, didn't Gronk have a fling with a porn star a couple of years ago? The girl in Arizona, remember that?
All she did was wear his jersey.
No, but I thought she was an adult film star.
But I don't think they dated per se.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, we still don't know if last night was a
date.
You had your
quotation fingers up.
Okay.
Up now.
Okay.
I mean, I think there was just the whole thing about her wearing his jersey, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, and I guess it supposedly Kraft was upset, made the organization look bad. But I'm trying to remember whether she was just a, you know, Instagram model or whether she was a legit film porn actress.
I mean, if you are the 49ers, you acquire this guy, you give him a huge contract right off the bat. You make him the face of the franchise. You make him the centerpiece. He is the guy. And you probably wouldn't necessarily love the idea of this continuing, would you?
Probably not exactly choice number one, but you know, here's the way I look at it, Dale. If you look at the list of transgressions of 49ers players over the last 5 years,
way down the list.
This is at the bottom of the list, okay? Based on all the things that other guys have done the last 5 years.
No, that's fair.
This is nothing.
I just found it a little strange. Don't give it up. I mean, if you're going to go the whole road, just go the whole thing, Jason. Good job. I mean, you might as well just keep this thing going. Dale and Keith, without Keith today. He's off for the long weekend. Be off today and be off Monday. Greg Dickerson is in today. He's back at our Brighton studios. We can squeeze in some more calls for the top of the hour, can't we?
Absolutely. Let's go to we'll continue on with the Jimmy G talk. Mike in Fall River. Mike, you're up next with Dale and Greg on Dale and Keith. How are you, Mike?
Good. What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
What's going on?
I got to tell you, I think Jimmy G was a train wreck at the Patriots, and I think Belichick knew, and I think him hooking up with this prostitute lady, whatever she is a sign.
Mike, just so I can clarify things, and can you come out of the water, please? As you're talking on your phone, she's an adult film actress, not a prostitute.
Well, whatever she is, man.
There's a big difference between being a porn star and a prostitute. One's legal, one isn't.
She's getting paid to have sex. Yeah, What's the difference, man?
Okay.
Whatever.
He's done with you.
One's legal, one's not.
I had no evidence that Jimmy G was a train wreck when he was with the Patriots. None that I know of. There was the one time around the trade deadline when supposedly one of his buddies got his phone and basically said goodbye to New England when he hadn't been traded. Was there any other issues that I'm missing here?
No. And I totally forgot about that one. No.
Jonas Gray had the thing, and the next thing you know, he was gone. He was out of town after a 200-yard game. But I don't remember any issues for Jimmy G here.
How about this? He is a professional athlete in his mid-20s. Who just signed a gazillion-dollar contract, and he's single. How about that? Athletes do crazy things who are rich and who are in their 20s. How about that? Doesn't mean that they're necessarily train wrecks. And I think this too shall pass for Jimmy Garoppolo. Perhaps
he's living his best life.
Right, exactly, Shannon. You say it. He's just sowing his wild oats. He just made all kinds of money. He'll mature. Tom Brady matured. He saw Tara Reid, and as Dale said, he saw the craziness that was happening there, and he got the hell out of there and, you know, settled himself down. Let's go to Paul in Framingham. Hi, Paul.
Hey, I was going to talk about how bad the Patriots defense is going to be this year, but I'll give you a little take on the Garoppolo thing.
Okay.
As a father, I have a couple of boys. One's 30 and one's 33. I should know their ages. If they had, still with Jimmy, said, hey, go, I would just say, hey, have a good time. You know, it's your life. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? You know,
wouldn't dad be maybe a little proud? You might go to your friends, say, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
How would mom feel?
No.
This dad would say, really? This is what we're doing here?
My wife's an Irish Catholic, so she probably kicked me in the you know what.
Okay, right.
So, I'm a guy.
Right. Paul, most of us are the same way. If my son, when he's, of age, if he says, Dad, I got this adult film actress that I'm seeing, I'm saying, my boy, God, I love you.
That is a total lie.
That is not a lie.
Kidding me? I'm with you.
Mom would not be happy. But
and mom would not
want
to hear you say that either.
Well, I'm going to get it for saying it just now.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the Pats, but, you know, I think they're going to – I mean, I don't see what they've done this year to improve anything. I mean, I'm with you, Craig.
Dante Hightower makes him better.
Yeah, he's back, yeah. That's good. But, I mean, after watching the Super Bowl, I mean, I don't know. I think it's just going to be a tough year. That's my feeling, you know. Who do they have on defense? I can't even name – I know Hightower, I know McCourty, I mean – Who else do they have? Paul,
thanks for the phone call. You got every right to be concerned about this defense. Yeah, Dale, yeah, they bring back Dante Hightower, but I don't think this defense was that great last year to begin with. And then obviously the last thing that we all remember is the defensive debacle in the Super Bowl. And it's not like they added a hell of a lot outside of Hightower coming back. I think everybody...
Except I really do think that it was a debacle, I agree with you, but I think it was an aberration. I mean, they were a top five scoring defense in the NFL during the regular season.
Yeah, but did you feel, and I know a lot of people had this discussion back and forth last year, did you really think, I mean, stats aside, did you watch that defense during the regular season last year and have confidence in it?
Yeah, because I came to realize that they didn't care about yards. They really, truly didn't care. That all that mattered was points, and Belichick told us that. That was the only stat that he cared about was points, and they were good. Now, in the Super Bowl, they were awful. But I really do think it was the aberration and not the norm, don't you?
No, because okay. I thought the defense was overrated
last
year.
Never coming on this show again.
Until Keith is suspended on Tuesday.
It could be. I mean, we don't know. I mean, it's not going to happen. Greg, thanks for coming in. It was fun to have you. So, you 4 hours with Mark James tomorrow?
It's only going to feel like nine, but it's actually 4 hours. Yes.
Will you get to
four.
Say anything?
Hi.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a good night, everybody. That's about it. So.
Stick with us. Coming up, getting you ready for Red Sox baseball. I'll be here with Tim Neverett all night long. Greg, thank you very much.
Hey, have a great call, Dale. Have a good
thank
weekend.
Thank you. And then we'll talk to you guys again on Monday. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.